Paul Durant farms with his parents on the rolling hills of Dundee, Oregon. For several decades, they've grown Pinot Noir, Pinot Gris, and Chardonnay grapes. And now, they're starting to grow Arbequina, Licino, and Frontoya. Olives. Yes, olives. In rainy, snowy Oregon. Durant is familiar with the skepticism.
What are you doing? It's not a Mediterranean climate. These are Mediterranean trees. This is a Mediterranean crop. Why would you think you could ever pull it off?
Durant started planting olives 6 years ago and now has about 13,000 trees. But he's learned firsthand how rough it can be. 2 years ago, storms dumped a meter of snow on his trees. And last year, the temperature got down to a very un-Mediterranean minus 13 degrees.
Up here, we probably lost 30%. Down below, in areas, it was probably a 90% kill rate. It was really tough. The thing of it is, it's not like you knew it right away. So it was all spring waiting. Are they going to come back? Are they going to come back? They're not coming back.
Even the trees that survived still took a hit.
Yeah, you can see here, loose bark. When you peel it back, you can see it's healing up. But you know, obviously that takes time and takes energy, which could be going to new growth or fruit.
Durant took note of which olives made it through and adjusted his planting. And thanks to his engineering background, he's suiting up the trees for the next time the temperature drops below freezing.
It sounds crazy, but we're looking at procuring thousands of feet of pipe insulation, and we're going to put little insulating sleeves around our little trees. If it's 15 degrees out and we can get a few more degrees of cold tolerance, we think we'll be okay.
Durant's got a few other backup plans, flooding the fields with water to insulate the ground and tree roots, and using large fans to blow warmer air from the upper fields to the colder lower fields. But it's not just about managing the temperature. There's a lot to learn about all aspects of farming a new crop, from pollinating to pressing. Durant learned that the hard way when some of his Arbequina olives didn't really turn out olive-sized.
What we were seeing was a shotberry, it's called. It's about the size of a BB. Arbequinas are supposed to be self-pollinating, but reality is they're probably not.
Durant is solving that problem by planting a variety of olives in each field to cross-pollinate each other. Despite all these hurdles, Durant's committed to seeing the trees through. He says he'll even spread pollen with a feather duster if he has to, before the rains wash it away. He figures these early days will be difficult, but he hopes they'll learn the ins and outs, put more wood on the trees, and build an industry. And if Durant's feeling discouraged, he just looks to his dad, Ken.
We planted wine grapes in 1973. Probably it was 20 of us that used to meet in the fire hall and compare notes. A lot of experimentation to find the right clones, the right rootstocks that would prosper and create world-class wines.
After all that trial and error, the Durant family now grows about 24 hectares of wine grapes. And Paul Durant is hoping his olive trees will have the same success. Someday.
You know, we're only 6 years into this experiment with olives, and we need to be patient. We just need to be good farmers and figure out how to make this work. And the oil that we have made off our trees has been fantastic oil.
The Durants just finished pressing more than 900 kilos of their olives, nearly double last year's harvest. And they're looking ahead to an even better harvest next year. They've slipped insulation sleeves on nearly 2,000 trees to help them weather the coming snows. For VOA News, I'm Dina Pritchup in Dundee, Oregon.